Brad's Vinyl up now. Good afternoon. I am Bad Brad to the Bone. And you are listening to Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of classic rock, pop music, progressive rock, acid rock, rockabilly, punk, mood music, and all my old vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital. Yes. And what is that? I hear keyboards in the background. Sounds a little bit like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And, yeah. One of my favorite bands of all time. It's not Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, though. This is actually the Nice pre-Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. And you are listening to Keith Emerson pounding away on his Hammond organ there. We'll be listening to that on the Nice. This is their third LP, the Nice, an English rock band out of the late 1960s. Formed in 1967. Keith Emerson, Lee Jackson, David O'List, and Ian Haig. And they actually signed up this band to back a soul singer, R.P.P. Arnold. And achieved some success. Yeah, playing in various concerts. Their live performances were noted. And we'll talk more about their live performances later. But let's get into side A of Brad's Vinyl, The Nice.
I'm walking away. And all we saw. What can I do? Still loving you. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do? She's still saying it's you. With how it was. What will I find? Past the fancy why? She says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I say? She's walking away from all we saw. What can I do? She's still saying the truth. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? How can we hang on to a dream?
can't think what to say. My mind's a blank today. I want to write rest of this music, but my head's all set to refuse it. I can't think of words for this music. No reason I have to abuse it. I can't think what to say. My mind's a blank today. This way. And down into an empty day.
Did you play it pianissimo? I'll give you more. which I'm holding you harmonizing me. How was your head today? For example, did you count the clouds? How was your head today? Did you jump for joy and shout out loud? Did your body sing the music from your soul? Did you sing it up or down? Or did you whisper
pianissimo?
I'll give you for example, you weren't lonely in the crowd. Did you jump for joy? Just how?
Brad to the bone here. Really sorry about all the pops and ticks. But hey, this is Brad's vinyl, and that's what happens to old vinyl, or I guess dirty vinyl. I'm not sure what happened to this particular LP. I believe I actually picked it up used years ago. Out of 1969. I don't know. Pops and ticks and scratches. That tells you it's real. Real vinyl here on Brad's Vinyl. Very random there. Random jazzy. Jazzy and random, that song, that last title. We're listening to The Nice right here on Brad's Vinyl. That was side A of their third album titled The Nice on Immediate Records. Started out with Azrael Revisited. That particular track got a little bit of airplay making the rounds there, followed by Hang On to a Dream, Diary of an Empty Day, and finishing up with For Example being very jazzy. And Diary of an Empty Day, some random Tarkus-like keyboards. And in case you just joined us and noticed our particular LP sounds a lot like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, it's because that is Keith Emerson on his Hammond organ and honky-tonk piano, his detuned honky-tonk piano. He was known for detuning his pianos occasionally. And also known for beating the living fucking shit out of his keyboards and his organs. He really hammered on his organ. No sexual innuendo intended there, meaning his Hammond organ. They were well known for just tearing apart that organ. He'd stick knives in the keys to make them sustain sometimes while during live performances and so on and so forth. And the Hammond organ being brought to the forefront there as a lead instrument, Keith Emerson pushing that instead of the guitar. Most bands having a lead guitar and a guitar influence. Well, Emerson did it differently. He wanted the keyboards and the keyboardist to be the lead, and he achieved it quite well here. little side note, he actually tried to learn guitar and failed miserably at it and went back to doing what he's good at, and an outstanding musician there, Keith Emerson of The Nice. And we're listening to Brad's Vinyl. This is The Nice, their third LP right here on Brad's Vinyl. Side A, and now side B coming at ya.
Won't you welcome, please, a most distinguished group from England, The Nice.
Good evening.
This is a number by Bob Dylan. It's a thing called She Belongs to Me.
Thank you.
Well, finishing it up there with a little Bob Dylan tune, She Belongs to Me. And we started out with Rondo, 69, Emerson, Jackson, and Davison. Blinky Davison on drums, Lee Jackson, bass guitar vocals, and Keith Emerson, of course, on keyboards. This was their third LP by The Nice. And initially titled, actually in the U.S. it was titled Everything As Nice As Mother Makes It in the U.S. after the distribution changed from Columbia to Capitol Records. A little known, unknown trivia there. That album actually reached number 3 in the U.K. albums chart. So side B there being a compilation of some live tunes that they did in their live performances. Keith Emerson on keyboards, not really destroying his keyboards so much in this one, although Rondo, very active tune, and that similarity of tune shows up later in Emerson, Lake & Palmer's live performances many, many years later as well. So that was The Nice, third LP, one of the pioneering progressive rock bands back in the day. Pushing the keyboards, yes, that's right, the keyboards. Some other little-known trivia. They actually toured with Pink Floyd and who else did they tour with? Oh, gosh, I don't know. And some other interesting things. They collaborated with the Philharmonic Orchestra also back in 1970. That was after this LP came on. And also at a live performance, oh, here's one you'll like. After their second album in July was released, on stage during a performance of America, and that was a tune from, it was a remake of America they did, at the Royal Albert Hall at a charity event. Charity event was called Come Back Africa in London's Royal Albert Hall. Keith Emerson burnt an American flag on stage as a symbol of protest. And that was happening a lot back in the day. Flag burning, part of the First Amendment rights. Eh, I wouldn't do it, but I respect the right to do it as a First Amendment expression. However, there are laws now actually against it, desecration of the flag and all that. Anyways, Keith Emerson got them banned from ever playing again at the Royal Albert Hall. So that was the nice they got banned. So yeah. So oh yeah, Jimi Hendrix. They also toured with Pink Floyd and Jimi Hendrix. The nice toured with them as well. That's about it I've got here. I'm Brad to the Bone. I hope you enjoyed Brad's Vinyl. And check us out online as we upload these podcasts. You can listen to them later. And give us a shout at Kill Radio. Support Kill Radio, killradio.org. Thanks for listening again to Brad's Vinyl.